SB 54 would require manufacturers to reduce production of single-use plastic packaging and foodware by 25% over the next decade. The bill would also charge plastic resin producers $500 million each year, a total that would be funneled to conservation efforts. Senator Ben Allen, a Democrat from Santa Monica who led the bill, said that it's the most thorough legislation around plastics in the world.
We are the fifth largest economy in the world on our own, and we continue to lead in other critical areas of protecting environmental resources and public health. With this bill, we'll put California at the front of the pack in addressing the critical issue of plastic pollution and do it in a way that offers the certainty and specificity needed for industry to succeed.
The bill calls upon manufacturers to form a producer responsibility organization that would fund the industry's efforts to comply with environmental mandates. Allen introduced amendments to SB 54 last week, balancing business concerns raised by industry with community needs voiced by environmental groups. The amended bill drew overwhelming support from environmental organizations, including the Nature Conservancy, Oceana, and Environment California. Plastic pollution has been a top issue for coastal communities that have grappled with plastic debris on their beaches for decades. But the plastics bill was not ambitious enough for some environmental organizations, who are concerned about whether the state will be able to enforce the 25% reduction on single-use plastics production. Assemblymember Christina Garcia voiced her concern about ongoing health impacts on the frontline communities she represents in Southeast Los Angeles.
There are times where I ask myself about some of the votes I've taken and whether or not I've perpetuated the idea that we're going to take money in exchange for polluting communities like mine and making us sicker and shortening our lives at the end of the day. And I actually live in that community, and kind of what am I doing to myself? And as I leave here, I want to make sure I'm taking a vote that I'm confident that that's not the case out there, and I want to help us get there.
Garcia's personal account echoed environmental justice groups that rallied for Senator Allen to amend the bill. Passing SB 54 also requires environmentalists to drop a more progressive November ballot initiative called the California Recycling and Plastic Pollution Reduction Act. Among their complaints is a demand to add a complete ban on polystyrene, the material used to produce styrofoam products. Thursday is the last day for SB 54 to pass before summer recess, and the California Recycling and Plastic Pollution Reduction Act would need to be dropped on Wednesday in order for SB 54 to move forward. This looming deadline ultimately pushed legislators to support the plastics bill. Jennifer Fearing, a lobbyist who spoke on behalf of several environmental groups behind the bill, emphasized that plastic pollution goes far beyond California's borders.
California has a responsibility to lead on solutions to address the growing global plastic pollution crisis that is choking our beaches, oceans, rivers, streams, parks, and communities. Microplastics are showing up in newborn babies' bodies. We need bold and comprehensive action now.
I'm Sarah Holtz for KPFA News.